quite happy now to be joined by the skipper of the Northwestern. You've seen him on TV on Deadliest Catch. It's Sieg Hansen, and joined by his daughter, Mandy. And we're bringing in Mandy because she is part of the crew. But, Sieg, let's talk about this first. When did you think that, geez, I need a new crabber? How about my 18-year-old daughter?
Well, I never thought of that, number one. She kind of did, and I was doing everything in my power to keep her off the boat, but it didn't work out that way.
Now, Mandy, you're with us too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. I can't think of maybe one or two places on the earth that there's more testosterone locker room environment than a boat like this. Did you kind of know what you were getting into growing up with it?
I mean, fishing wise, no, I have no idea what I was actually getting into. But I mean, I know the guys. I grew up around them, and I've worked with them for the past 4 years during the salmon tender. But working with my dad, including those guys, that was a little different because, you know, I let loose around them. They know me, and then my dad involved, you know, I was kind of on my best behavior as well. But it's fun out there. I love it.
Well, now, Sieg, when you have your kid on the boat, girl or a boy, and it's, I guess it's sort of like when you coach your son in football, do you go easier on her? Are you harder on her? Or do you just get a blank face and say, hey, she's just one of the crew, treat her like everybody else?
Well, that was the idea, treat her like everybody else. You know, let her have a real taste of what she's getting into. Because, you know, she's making lifelong decisions here, and I wanted her to come out of that thing understanding, you know, that it's not easy and it's not for everybody. And decisions in life, you know, I mean, to make the right decision, you got to go through it and be a part of it. So you know, we were a little easier in the beginning. We kind of, you know, just slowly worked her into the pace. And then once we started the ball rolling, then the gloves came off. And she felt it. She definitely felt what it was like to be out there.
Speaking with Sieg and Mandy Hansen of Deadliest Catch on the Discovery Channel, 9 o'clock on Tuesdays. By the way, the number one cable show on Tuesday nights. And Sieg, when they came to you and said, hey, we want to do a reality show, we want to go on your boat, did you throw up first, or did you say, sounds great? I mean, how long did it take you to get talked into it?
It took a while, man. I mean, we thought they were crazy. And then after a while, we thought, well, maybe it'd be a neat tribute, you know, to the fleet and for our family. And so it was basically just a one-off gig, you know. It was a documentary that they did. And then the thing just snowballed, and here we are 10 years later. I mean, the show's getting, what, 4 Emmy nominations this year, and it's been nominated in years past. And we would never would have thought this, but I don't think anybody did, really.
Well, now, Mandy, how has your life changed now that you are a national TV star?
I'm certainly not a national TV star, at least not in my eyes. I went out there to go fishing. That's what I had in mind. That's what I got out of it. And I came home, and all of a sudden, I was on the phone doing interviews like this. And I wasn't expecting it. I didn't think that's what I signed up for.
Well, now, Sieg, one of the things that I find most fascinating about that show is how much time is money and how fast you got to get in and get out. And you think, geez, you're out there for hours. You know, what does it matter? But the weather, everything that you take into it, it seems like everybody's at a frantic pace at all times.
You know, it was always like that because weather's unpredictable. And, you know, when you have weather that you can utilize and get the job done, you got to do it. And, of course, we'll work through some, you know, horrifying weather if we have to. But that's why, you know, you're the old saying, time is money. Well, in fishing, I mean, every minute is money to a fisherman, you know. It's getting the product in and doing it safely or trying to. And time is money. Just end of story.
A couple more questions for Sieg and Mandy Hansen of Deadliest Catch. And I know that the episode coming up, it's going to be the Super Bowl episode. You guys hail from the Puget Sound area. So on the one hand, it had to be absolutely heartbreaking that you had to work during the Super Bowl when your Seahawks were in it. but yet you were able to follow along, and I guess that's how the show is going to work out, right?
Well, I mean, it's not heartbreaking. It was awesome because we were able to fish. We were able to keep our own ball rolling, and then we managed to get the game on the internet. You know, one of the guys figured out how to utilize the internet on an app on one of the phones because we couldn't get the game. Mm. Once I got the game on the internet, because it's not very common to even have internet on boats. You know, this isn't just till recently we got that. And so then we ended up playing the game over the microphone so that the crew could hear it. So, no, for us, it was like, that was a beautiful thing, man. It was awesome.
I want to remind everyone, it does air tonight on the Discovery Channel at 9 o'clock. And, Mandy, the press release that I get from the Discovery Channel says that your dad is the most infamous captain. Why would they say that?
you know, I wouldn't have the exact answer for that. You'd have to ask them.
Well, see, why do you think they call you the most infamous? I mean, somebody has to be in charge, right?
you know, it was really different out there working with my. It was a different side of him that I sucked at home. He's my dad out there. He was a captain, and he was completely different. He only focused on work. We didn't have to fight at all. That was neat. And he taught me a lot of things up in the wheelhouse. It was great.
Now, Sieg, just a question. What is the worst, like, emotional meltdown you've ever seen? Because this is a job that will make grown men cry.
Meltdown. I've seen guys meltdown. I had a guy that begged me for a couple of years to go up, and we needed a body. Spent the money, got him a ticket, got him up. 2 days later, he was off the boat. We had to cut the trip short, bring him in. He just freaked because he didn't understand why he wasn't getting a coffee break when he wanted one, why he didn't sleep when he wanted to, why the hours were, and I'm like, dude, you knew what you were signing up for. And it couldn't click. I had a buddy that had a guy melt down, and he was threatening, he was sleeping with a knife and threatening to cut himself. They ended up just taping this guy up and finished their trip, but he was duct taped.
Man.
That was, oh, yeah. I mean, this guy lost it.
Now, Mandy, when you actually got out there, what was the hardest part? Was it your sea legs? Was it the mental part? Was it just the physical grind? What was it?
It was just the physical pain in my hands, because after doing it for so long, just hours on hours, constantly working with every little muscle in your hand that you've never really used before, and at those consecutive hours, it was excruciating pain. My hands didn't work at the end. They would numb up. I couldn't hold a tight fist whatsoever, nor could I open my hand all the way. So that's what makes my job especially more difficult, because you have to pry these jaws open on this fish, which freeze shut. And when your hands are working, your whole entire arm just starts throbbing. So that's the toughest part out there. It's the pain.
We've been speaking with Captain Sieg Hansen of the Northwestern and his daughter Mandy, who's also a crew person. And the episode airs tonight, 9 o'clock on the Discovery Channel. And this was last week the number one show in all of television. Forget cable TV. You guys, congratulations on your success. We'll definitely look forward to checking out the episode tonight. And hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road.
Awesome. Why is it every time it's our pain, it's your gain? How does that work?
I don't know. It's like Chris Farley used to say, fat boy falls down, everybody's happy. All right. Thanks for you guys. We'll talk to you soon.